Listener Production.
Good morning, it's Andrew Schell with what's making news around the border. Trouble's brewing within Victoria's homelessness sector. The Council to Homeless Persons reporting nearly half of its frontline workers are considering leaving the job. It recently conducted a survey of 250 people and CEO Deborah Di Natale says the results were disappointing.
Half of the frontline workers are considering quitting the sector, and that's because the workloads are so high and there are just no places to be exiting people into.
A crash in Albury CBD yesterday afternoon has left a woman in hospital. Two cars came together near the Hume Street Townsend Street intersection with a woman in her 60s hospitalised with a back injury. A world-first flood and storm intelligence project is underway in New South Wales. The SES has joined with university researchers to develop and test 5G network sensing technology, extracting localised weather information including rainfall, water levels and river flows. Project manager David Monk says while it's still in development, it could mean we're a lot better prepared for flood events.
Eventually, we would see that a lot of this data will be able to be shared right across different agencies and communities for visualisation and also for input into community warnings.
Making news elsewhere, police are looking into an alleged theft at the Star Hotel in Yakandanda late on Sunday night, and Spring Street is dishing out new grants to support live music festivals across the state. $50,000 in grant money is up for grabs as part of the Live Music Festivals Fund. Victoria can also expect to see 10,000 gigs created through the Gig Fund. Checking sport and bad luck for the Murray Bushrangers girls in the Coates Talent League. Their first game of the year was a tough one against Gippsland, with the Power finishing up on top 87-0. And Albury Tiger Elliot Powell could be facing a ban after being charged with striking on Lavington's Charlie Sanson. The co-captain can accept a one-match ban with an early guilty plea.